Hey everybody, it's episode 3 of Boss Parade featuring Sega Galactico, and that's me, as you've probably gathered by now. And this episode, Jen came over and we played 4 games. We played Echo, Tides of Time, Dinosaurs for Hire, Zero Tolerance, and Awesome Possum. So yeah, it was a cornucopia of meh and ugh. Pretty much. We ran into difficulties in probably every one of these games. I would say probably the most fun was Dinosaurs for Hire, because it's co-op, at least. Echo has some charm to it, obviously, but it's just, they don't tell you anything. I wasn't expecting any kind of hand-holding, but geez, it's like being in a dark room with a plastic bag over your head. But it was fun. We talk about Star Trek and hamburgers. In fact, in the Star Trek part, there may be some spoilers for Star Trek Into Darkness. So watch out for that. If you're sensitive to those kind of spoilers. Other than that, it's just, you know, fun. Talking about video games and stuff. And of course, before you hear that, you get to hear the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song by Dave Quills and his family. And it is so, I listen to it pretty much every day. It's that great. But I hope you enjoy this episode. Yeah. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Boss Parade featuring Sega Galactico. That's me. And I'm here with a buddy of mine, Jen. Say hi.
Hi.
And today we're going to be playing Echo, Tides of Time. And it's funny because I was showing her the games and she didn't see what was on the cover. She just saw Echo and she's like, let's play Echo. And I'm like, you want to play a game about a dolphin?
Yeah, I thought it sounds kind of like an RPG.
A little bit,
but time-traveling dolphins is just as good as anything else.
Yeah, so
the Vortex Queen detaches from the hive and falls into the tube behind the pod of escaping dolphins. She is puzzled by what has just happened. A small dolphin has managed to attack the hive and battle its way to her chamber. The dolphin attacked her during her feed state. She was weak and very surprised. He beat her. He beat the shit out of her. So, yeah, that's the starting of Echo.
I think there's actually a sequel.
Oh.
But, yeah, the Echo games are intense. I played the Dreamcast one. And it's... Yeah, you're a dolphin.
Can I eat these fish or do they bother me?
You can eat the fish.
Okay. Hey, buddies.
Did it freeze up or did you press pause?
I don't think I pressed pause. No, it froze.
Oh. All right, let's try this again.
All right, we've got some dolphins jumping around. They're increasing in number. Echo, the Tides of Time. All right, 1994.
Wait, is that you?
Or
is that just a demo?
I don't know. I don't think dolphins can actually do this.
Oh, you're just watching the movie at the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much, look, that's a baby orca.
Wow.
Have you ever played a game where you had an escort a baby orca?
No. Okay. Let me get past this. Okay, now there are more orcas. Some islands.
You can press start whenever.
I'm trying. Oh, there we go. Okay, swimming around. Eat these fucking fish. Okay, next. Alright, so I can... how do I eat fish?
I want to say it's like A... Okay, that is you talk to stuff. And you do the sonar.
Oh.
I think if you speed, whatever made you go, like, really fast, that will make you eat fish, if you do it next to a fish.
Oh, there's another dolphin. I'm not alone here.
Yeah, you might have to talk to him.
Hey, buddy.
With the sonar thingy. There we go.
The asterite gave you the power to defeat the vortex and save us all. It's way more complicated to be a dolphin than I ever anticipated. Let's see.
Well, it's a lot like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because in that, the dolphins were the most intelligent thing.
Did you hear recently that some, like, I think India is now saying... Yeah, I think it's India. Fuck, what the shit?
Oh, this... You're like, I think I can just have a nice casual swim in the ocean, but nope. These bubbles are...
Fucking up my shit.
Yeah, you have to actually think about what you're doing.
Okay. Made it past the bubbles. Anyway, scientists in India...
Did you guys kiss?
Yeah. Scientists in India say dolphins are non-human persons.
Wait. They're saying they're non-humans?
They're non-human persons. Like, they're smart enough to be people, but they're just not
people. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I was like, wow, that's really smart, India. Dolphins are not humans. This just in. Breaking news in the science community. India has solved the puzzle.
Myth busted.
I thought dolphins were just swimming folk. You gotta say swimming folk, too.
Swimming folk. Swimming kin. The sea is filled with teleport rings made only for you by the Atlanteans, people from Atlanta. Swim through them and they will take you great distances.
That sounds like Atlanta to me. I know you can fight sharks.
That's good.
And by fighting sharks, you just like swim into them really fast.
Hit them in the gills? I've seen this on TV, Blue Planet.
You have to go like really fast. I think you can go, like, just if you swim normal, and then come up.
Oh, I found a thing. That's a vortex ring.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy. You have to, like, go through all the little rings, I think.
Oh, fuck.
And some of them, I think, are out of the water, too.
How am I supposed to know? Oh, I guess like that. There's some puffer fish fucking up my shit.
That's what they do. It's kind of like Superman 64, but fun.
Did not play that game. I don't...
That's good.
...get the reference you're making.
It's basically, all you did was fly through these rings, and you had, like, 30 seconds to fly through them all, and you never could.
Why? Is that, like, the Kobayashi thing from Star Trek?
The Kobayashi Maru?
Yeah.
That's a good pull. Today, when I was thinking about you coming over, I never once even imagined... We would discuss the Kobayashi Maru in any context.
Well, you know, we did, so that's all I have to say about that. No, I recently started watching a ton of Star Trek.
Really? What are you watching?
I watched all of The Next Generation first, and then now I'm watching, like, the one with, like, Spock and Kirk.
The original series.
Which is good. How do you feel about those new Star Trek movies?
I haven't seen the new one yet. I liked the first one they did. Mm. I thought it was pretty cool. I wasn't really upset with the whole branching timeline thing.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting, like an interesting way to go about it.
Yeah.
Because it'd be awkward, like, if you directly remade movies.
Yeah.
It would be awkward, and you would have all these criticisms, but when you make that branching timeline, it's really interesting.
You know Spike Lee remade Old Boy?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But it's based more on the manga, apparently, because... I was bitching about it on the internet, and people were like, dude, it's not that big of a deal. It's based more on the manga now, so.
How are you supposed to drink beer and play this game at the same time? Oh, actually, you know what? I'm only using one hand. Oh, my goodness.
You did it! And now if we wanted to write down QQSNGZEB, that would be our code to get back to this location.
Nice. Oh, I gotta talk to this dude.
Yo, I just ate some fish.
Ate some fucking motherfucking fish.
Yeah, open him.
Follow me, Echo. Okay, so this is like... Okay, so the dolphin's name is Echo.
Yeah.
But it's E-C-C-O, as if we wouldn't know that it was the same thing.
Well, he's a dolphin. Dolphins can't spell.
Dolphins can't spell for shit.
You're giving them far too much credit.
Dolphins are non-human persons. Yeah, the only difference being that they can't spell for shit. Yeah.
India proved that recently. Yeah.
Follow me, Echo. There is something strange below. Okay.
All our Indian listeners are going to be so upset.
Where did that guy go? I like how he said that. Oh, fuck.
There's a shark.
Fuck. I thought that was my pal.
Oh, he's your pal, all right.
Okay, I found a boat.
Is Andy Samberg on it?
I don't know. I'm trying to go on this window.
But, have you seen the second new Star Trek?
Yeah, I have. I saw it in theaters.
I know it pretty much, all the stuff that happens.
Why can't I get in this gem? Come on.
You have to talk to it?
Come on, I'm echolocating you right fucking now.
Maybe you have to do something else to it.
Okay, where did my pal go? He said for me to follow him, and now he's gone.
Those sharks are angry.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, what were you saying about the second... Oh, that was nice.
That's cool. That's probably the cool thing about this game.
Yeah.
It's accurate dolphin physics. There's someone.
Okay, buddy. Okay, are you my pal? Okay, I'm trying to fucking follow you, and you fly away like a dick. Fuck.
I think he went down that way.
Okay.
I think he went to that one. I think you have to start over. Not the game, but just...
The entire game.
You're not that far, but you're far... There he is, see?
Okay. Alright, so, sorry, what was that about the new Star Trek?
So, I haven't seen it yet, but I know all what happened, and I still want to see it. That's his own universe. There's some weird things that do mess with the actual timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as I understand, the Khan thing is a little different.
Yeah, it's not as good. I'll tell you... Oh, fucker! Okay, I'll tell you that straight up. It's not... It's no Montalban. I mean, I really... Like, yeah. I like that guy, the... What is it, Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, Noelle calls him, like, cucumber sandwich.
Cucumber sandwich. Can you do this part? I'm, like, fucking up. This dolphin doesn't like me. But he is... Oh, definitely he plays an interesting Khan.
He makes you speed up, sorry.
And I see what they are doing with this alternate timeline. But there was, like, some issues I had with it. Like, they kind of gave it away too soon. They tried to hide for a while that it was Khan.
Yeah.
But they did a bunch of shit that kind of gave it away.
But, like, do they still find him on the space seed?
No. He is a criminal who destroys a bunch of shit. And they have to fly to Kronos.
They had to go to the Klingon place.
But he's there, and he's, like, a runaway dude. He wears, like, a cloak and shit and all this stuff.
See, I didn't think he was... I thought he was in stasis for longer.
That's one issue I had, but at the same... I get the branching timelines, but I don't understand why they would have done anything different.
That part wouldn't have branched. They wouldn't have been like, Vulcans exploded. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I mean, if you haven't seen it yet...
Vulcans made a whoopsie.
Yeah.
No, but, like, that's the thing, is, like, I didn't think it would change it that much, and I also didn't think it would change his race.
Yeah, that's a good...
But I understand the times we are in are trying times, where you can't really do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you can. I mean, I wouldn't have, like, thought anything bad about it, but you should see it. It's enjoyable. Like, except I hate emotional Spock. I really do not like it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I like the guy who plays Spock, but I do not like emotional Spock.
He's got too much human?
Yeah, too much human.
Because in the original series, you know, he would just... Little, like, patches of human. Like, you know, maybe he'll smile on accident or make a weird logical joke. And then McCoy will be like, did you just make a joke?
I know. And the thing with him is, like, the actor who plays him, I really like him. Leonard Nimoy, he has that chill look on his face.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't give a fuck, and I don't think the new guy has that. Which doesn't make him a bad actor, a bad dude, or a bad Spock.
Yeah.
But I just really appreciated that, like, okay, I see what you're doing, and I don't give a fuck. 1, 2, 3, cut the bullshit. Like, whole thing, but whatever. See, isn't this part so hard?
Yeah, I have no idea what to do. What in the world? Like, seriously.
Just beat up sharks.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm gonna do something. So, you've probably heard bad stuff about this, but I recently watched the entire run of Enterprise, and it became my favorite Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just the entire crew is so likable. I mean, there's a few... every Star Trek has those episodes. It's like, I didn't need to see that. I guess maybe filler, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But, just Enterprise, I loved it.
I'll have to check it out more. Like, I loved The Next Generation. I really loved it.
It takes place before original series. It's basically the first, Enterprise that actually goes into space exploration and stuff. And so, like, everything is just so new and stuff in space. It's like they're really, really adventuring. Yeah. Well, because it's like, that's the thing I didn't like about Deep Space Nine, is the show is Star Trek. Mm-hmm. And here you got these people just locked up on a space station. Yeah, nice exploration there, buddy. Now, I heard, like, in season 5 and stuff, mm-hmm. it gets better. But still, that's season 5, so I'm supposed to sit through the other 4 seasons of crap just to get to the good stuff? I did find a guide, and it was like, here's the only episodes you need to watch in each season to understand what's going on.
What? Do it.
Yeah, that's the dolphin. You just do it.
Do it.
Do what, you stupid fish? Like, really, how did people figure this out? Because there was no internet. In 1994, you couldn't ask freaking game facts.
Is there, like, another fucking crystal somewhere that I'm missing out on? Because this is some shit.
There's some rocks there. I don't know if you can break them. I don't think you can, no. Like, that's the... Something you have to do either breaks those rocks or takes you someplace else. This is infuriating.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I could never make it as a dolphin.
Well, one that's trying to save the world, you know. Yeah. The other dolphins are like, yeah, whatever. We'll just find some yahoo and tell them to do it. Yeah, I wonder if you have to jump up, like, something.
Is there some shit up here? Oh, fuck. I'm so beautiful.
You know, if a dolphin did that, it would
probably die. It would probably beach itself and die.
That's what dolphins sound like.
Okay.
We can play a different game if you want.
No, this is... You know what? We're gonna figure this out. Fuck! What the fuck? Fuck, you're a dick, Shark. Oh my god.
Voyager is also really good, too.
Voyager? Yeah. I started watching, I think, Voyager, and I wasn't as into it after watching The Next Generation.
Huh.
But maybe I gotta give it a... What the hell?
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Is that some... Where'd it go? Maybe that's what you have to do. Go to the other one that's near the top. Okay.
Do it.
All right, Nike. I
understand. Get fuck out of my way, Shark. Busy.
There's jellyfish here.
Everything is annoying. Is it down here? Is that other one down here?
Yeah, there it is. No!
No, fuck. I don't get it. Can we Google this?
Can we Google this? We could.
This is some shit.
Like, how would you figure this out? Really?
Yeah. What the hell? It's back.
Oh, shit. Maybe that was a glitch?
I don't know.
Maybe this whole game is a glitch?
Do it.
The Dreamcast one is just like this. You have no idea what you're supposed to be doing. You just kind of accidentally solve things.
I'm not even looking at you.
Like, I feel really bad because, you know, people are like, that's how games were. They didn't hold your hand. But I feel like this is, like, overboard, yeah. You know? I understand games like Contra. Okay, Contra's not going to help you out. But you at least know what you're supposed to fucking do with Contra. You know, this game.
What the fuck?
Where did it go?
Where is it?
Did it go down or did...
I don't know. It looked like it went over here, but it's... Okay, so now this gem is floating around something.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. No. Do it, do it, do it.
You get this.
Well, Echo is, one of the things some people think about when they think of Sega.
It's no, like... I don't think about this at all.
No. Yeah, but Echo the Dolphin. Like, they know the brand.
I know Flipper.
No. This might be my favorite episode.
Let's play Dinosaurs for Hire instead. Okay. This is bad.
I'm pretty sure this game's bad, too.
That's okay. It
might be funny bad. Not where do I go bad.
Oh, did I ever tell you about my graphic novel idea I had?
Oh, no, you haven't.
Well, the way this came up, I had to make this up on the spot. It was Art Walk, and I went to Dos Gatos with Zach, and there was some guy he used to work with there, and they were selling their were pitching their stuff. They're like artists, and they made a graphic novel, and the one is Dan in Space. And I was like, I have a story too, even though I did not. And he goes, oh yeah, what's it about? And I'm like, fuck. And so I go, it's called Jen in Space. It's me, Jen, in space. In the future, they found the Philosopher's Stone. I live a long time. I have my left arm replaced with a robotic arm that's very strong. And so on specific space missions, I get sent out if it's like certain rocks and stuff they can't handle because of heat, because I have my robotic arm. So they send me out to this new planet that they just discovered, where they found a bunch of this like mineral or this or that that they cannot touch. So they have to send me out, and so I can pick them up with my robot hands. And so I'm moving these rocks, and I find a secret entry, and I lower myself down on a rope. And I can do this because my robot arm holds the rope and can support my weight. And as it lowers me down, that song plays that's like, open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur. And like, it's very epic. And anyway, so it turns out, like, many moons ago, the dinosaurs didn't go extinct. Someone took them and put them on this planet, thinking they had never been discovered, but I would discover them on this planet.
I want to know why they would... Why would they need to put the dinosaurs there?
So humans can be dominant. The best predator.
Oh. Who... Still, that's some, like...
And also, if you were, like, an alien that could, like, move shit around and stuff, why wouldn't you?
Oh, two players, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, dinosaurs for hire.
Gonna be Archie.
As the tough-talking, no-nonsense leader of dinosaurs for hire, this Tyrannosaurus Rex embodies the very spirit of the group. Seek out trouble and eliminate it. That's what I'm about.
I think you can change...
Oh, I can... Oh, fuck.
You can be Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
Or Reese. Reese, the one-eyed Stegosaurus, is a wild card. Uncontrollable to the point of hysteria. There's no telling what he'll do next. Not one for efficiency. He'll use a cannon to swat a fly.
I feel like I wouldn't get along with him in real life.
Who, Reese?
Yeah, I would not get along with Reese.
What about Archie? Oh, do I want to be Lorenzo? Oh.
Lorenzo.
I guess it just picked for us. Cause...
I really like that name, Lorenzo. Okay, it's pot. Hold on. I'm opening my beer. Fuck, we killed him. Let's get down this ladder. Tom Mason's Dinosaurs for Hire.
Did we just beat the game?
Yeah, we just beat the whole fucking game.
Wait! Whoa!
Oh, it's Petrie from Land Before Time.
Whoa, see a slight problem with your Genesis? Blast processing unit! Psych! Wow, I love this game.
Real game starts here.
Have I not played this before or something?
Tenement House. Is that where we live?
I guess. Those guys are small.
Open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the
dinosaur. You remember that show Dinosaurs? It was like a
sitcom. Yes! I love that. Do you remember the last episode?
Yeah.
Up here.
I had a spread gun.
Fuck, how did I get all the way up here?
Man, T-Rex. T-Rex has some hops.
Fuck.
Oh God, where am I?
I don't know, I'm coming down. Fuck!
I'm wearing
them. Oh, hey, A swipes them.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Okay.
You're wearing a, like, James Bond outfit, and I'm wearing, like, a Hawaiian shirt.
Why do I keep not doing that? I was such a great jumper before.
I know. You, like, jumped, like, way higher than I did.
What in the world?
How about... it might be confusing if we're both jumping at the same time.
Okay, one jumps, and then the other will jump.
Just jump across.
Oh, wait. Oh!
No, that doesn't... Where do we go?
You remember that song that was like, where do we go?
Where do we go now?
Ah. My lovely.
What just happened?
I don't know.
This isn't working.
Are you sure this way?
Because I tried and it's just a wall.
Fuck, see? You're right.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are we in New York?
I hope.
Wow, that guy there's like hang glided in.
So is this a world where people exist with dinosaurs?
Fuck, where did I go? I fell into the hole they were coming out of.
Dinosaurs for hire, yo. Subway, part 4. Get ready! Wait, part 4? Where are the other parts?
What?
Did we miss something? Ugh, that cockroach.
Get on the ground.
Oh, snap.
Skateboarders.
How do we...
Get on the ground.
You died.
No, I'm fucking dead. What?
Oh, there we go.
Press. Oh, I'm being electrocuted. What did you press? Oh, okay.
Dino roll. What killed me? Oh, watch out for that car.
That car. Watch out for this dangerous driver. My dude is buff as fuck.
Oh, he's a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Wait, his arms are long. Yeah. This is a very inaccurate description.
You gotta suspend your disbelief. Fuck you. Give me a look.
Ah, stupid car! Back in my day, dinosaurs didn't have to deal with stupid things like cars. Oh, watch
out. Luckily, we can just walk and shoot.
So when did you start gaming?
I don't know.
like a couple hours ago.
No, I always like to play games, but I'm very particular about the ones I play. Like, I don't enjoy sports games, and I don't really enjoy, like, FPS games, but I really like Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress.
Why do you keep saying it?
Because I can.
Were you trying... Well, I'm really confused as to why you said Team Fortress several times.
Team Fortress. If I say it three times, it summons it.
You just start playing it.
Yeah.
Well, like, what are some games you remember that you started playing first? Like, what were the first games?
You remember those little fucking, those little handheld games that they used to make for, like, Disney where it was, like, one game. Fuck. one game. I had the Pocahontas one. That was the first one, and then my brother and I used to constantly play Streets of Rage as a child.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, 14 years older than me, though, so he was, like, way better at it. I'm bad. Wow, game over. Fuck.
Do you want to continue or play something else?
Can we pause really quick so I can take a quick break?
Yeah. All right, and we're back.
After a good break involving chocolate cinnamon buns and beer.
They were really good. So we are now playing Zero Tolerance, which I think is a first-person shooter for Sega Genesis. Oh, yeah, you said you didn't like first-person shooters.
That's okay. I'll live with it.
Because I have zero tolerance for that kind of... Oh, you get to pick your character? Let's see, you can be Ishii.
Thomas.
Gojorup?
I don't know.
Tony Ramos?
Weasel.
Weasel. That's their code name. Justin Wolf.
JJ Wolf. Code name Psycho. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is it. This is what you're playing.
Oh, this is it? How do I shoot?
Oh.
What?
You just switched to fist. Those are your hand down.
Oh,
I think it's kind of like Doom.
I figured out how to shoot, which is always...
I like how you're in space until you get closer to a wall.
Okay.
Or maybe that just is space. Okay, well...
Maybe space is just a giant
wall.
You're
like in a space station. Is that
I'm
Mars?
Just picking up shit.
Oh, so you've got a shotgun now.
Yeah. I'm just picking up... Shotgun seems more... Okay,
if you look at the map, you can see, like, where the doors are.
Oh. I can go through doors. Oh, oh fuck. They're messing you up. Oh, I'm gonna go this way.
Oh, you messed them up.
I fucked them up. Oh, okay.
Is that blood on the ground?
I guess. Just collecting their dead bodies, no big deal.
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite games?
I really love those Fable games, even though I know everyone thought they got shitty.
Yeah.
I love those Fable. Actually, I think I gave you Fable 3. That's the only time I ever pre-ordered a game.
Really?
Fuck these people! Fuck all these people!
You got messed up.
Switch.
Yeah, it's my turn.
But,
Well, I can't pick Psycho because he's deceased.
Well, it looks like he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Height, 197 centimeters. But yeah, I love those Fable games, and I also really like Team Fortress 2. And I also... What else are... Oh, I played Borderlands a lot.
Oh, yeah?
I played a ton of Borderlands. But it's one of those games where I really enjoyed it more playing with other people.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I was playing Sleeping Dogs for a while.
Oh, yeah. I got that on the PSN.
Yeah. I have that, and then I played a lot of Saints Row. But one thing that, like, really hindered me in Saints Row was that... I would buy a ton of clothes and go home and spend an hour dressing myself.
There's one room. Don't go to the room to the right because there was like 10 people in there.
Okay.
There's a lot of bodies in there.
Yeah. They're already all dead, so I'll just keep going. What is this?
Do you remember any retro games that you have fond memories of?
Oh, Streets of Rage. I used to play Streets of Rage so much.
Yeah, that was a good game.
How do I open this?
I think you just walk over it when you have low health, but since you haven't been hit, you're still at full health. Oh, you ran out of
shells. What am I holding now?
I don't know. It looks like a bioscanner.
Oh wait, here's the thing. Where'd it go? Okay, here it is. Okay, I got another shotgun. Luckily, all the aliens on this planet leave shotguns everywhere.
Yeah. Did you ever play a game on Genesis called Flashback?
No, I did not.
They are remaking it, apparently.
Is it fun?
It was a weird game. I remember it being super difficult. But someone on Twitter wanted us to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, here it is, and I hope you're happy.
Yeah. We have no idea. We're fairly indifferent to the situation.
Oh, fuck.
Holy crap, what did they do to you?
I don't know. I'm a... Fuck y'all. But one thing I'm a huge fan of is I'm a, like, a gigantic Zelda fan.
Yeah. I just beat Minish Cap recently.
I never played that. I actually, for the first time played through Spirit Tracks, which, when I first played it, I was not a huge fan of.
Really?
Yeah. But now I really like it. Or, it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play Phantom Hourglass?
No, and then I actually pirated Twilight Princess,
yeah.
And it did that thing where it froze constantly. Oh. So I quit playing that, but, let's see.
Are you excited about the Link to the Past sequel?
Yeah, actually I am, but I'm kind of worried about how they'll do it given the games that they've made. Fuck, I have no guns. Fuck, I'm gonna punch you, jerk. Come
Are
here,
you
Jack.
Screaming when you punch? What is that?
Oh. Fuck, I died.
It lasted a while. Do I want to be Thomas Gjorup or Satoi Ishii?
I have no idea. It looks like everyone... Oh, he has better accuracy.
Oh, I'll be Satoi.
Mine, I guess, but when would you ever use that?
I don't know, I'm trying to think. I kind of want to use it just to see.
Use it now. Well, that was efficient.
I did something with it. I killed a good portion of the shotgun. It's really, really easy to get turned around in this game.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is.
It's just like, I think it's just like Doom, but on Genesis.
Okay.
I mean it's not the worst game I've played.
No, it's definitely not the worst game, and at least it's usable, unlike that dolphin game.
The swimming is really cool, though.
Yeah, no, the swimming is really cool, and when you crest out the water, it's really nice.
Did you ever play Skyward Sword?
I started to play that, but I never finished it. But I'm a really huge fan of Link to the Past, Link's Awakening, and Ocarina of Time. Also, Majora's Mask, even though that came out when I was, like, 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I tried to play it, and I had no idea. Like, it was just horrific. It was so bad how bad I was at Majora's Mask.
Well, you would have been younger when Ocarina was out.
Yeah, but I got it later on.
Oh, I
see. I traded my cousin had Ocarina of Time. I traded him my Tony Hawk Pro Skater for Ocarina of Time.
That was a good trade, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is like looking at it through goggles or something.
Yeah.
Like, what is this screen?
Oh, maybe that's your health? Because I had no idea where your health was.
Yeah, I still don't. I think
it's where the 83 is.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think...
And I'm not sure what the 20 is. The 20 might be how many people are left alive. Killed him and it went down to 19.
Mm. So, can I just get through any of these doors?
Well, you've already been out here. You need to go through that elevator.
Where's the elevator?
Right, see the, Actually, you could probably go through that door. Yeah, I see the red dots.
Oh, a health kit. Okay, now my health is terrible.
57.
57. And, oh, fuck, where did all these people come from? 36.
Eight left. I think I saw some health. Right there.
Let's see.
I'm glad someone laid down 3 shotguns.
Perfect.
We'll just put these here. No one will find them. I bet there's a room on the other side of this one.
I can't imagine what it would be like to work on this team of, like, making random fucking, like, shooting things.
Yeah. I mean, back then, this was the...
This was the shit, yeah. Like, this is... Oh, fuck, what the hell?
Like, I made a 3D game.
Who is shooting at me?
You don't like using the shotgun?
Actually, you know what? I should switch to that.
Did it have elevator music?
Yes.
This game's very accurate.
Hey, nothing down here.
You found nothing.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you found the death room.
Fuck, back the fuck out of here. Did I just kill everyone?
I think you... Looks like it.
Yeah,
motherfucker. There's a couple more. What? That is some incredible range for a shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's another door here.
Man, could you imagine this game if you didn't have that map?
This game would be terrible.
I would just shoot myself.
I would die. I would just
die. It would be, I think then it would be worse than Echo.
Oh, what is all this shit?
Shotgun. Are there any more guns besides a shotgun?
Nope, only shotguns and handguns. Anything else, you've come to the wrong place.
I just hope that you eventually find, like, another gun. Like a machine gun or something.
Well, I appreciate your kindness. Fuck.
There's only 44 guys left you have to kill.
Oh, fuck, too bad I'm dead.
I think that was all of the dudes, too. Yep. Oh, the space station.
The space station.
Attention, attention. This is home planet defense. The mission to regain control of Space Station Europe 1 has failed. The station has been destroyed by hostile forces. Our planet's atmosphere will begin to disintegrate. All hope is lost.
Fuck.
That really makes me feel bad.
We're terrible at playing video games.
Just ones with no direction.
Zero. I have zero tolerance. The atmosphere has zero tolerance for this. Yes. Tengen presents. What awesome possum. Oh, does he recycle?
Yes.
Wow. Hotor mouth? Oh, motor mouth. I thought it said Hotor.
Hotor.
Okay, it says motor mouth. Everyone.
Awesome possum saves the environment in the rainforest. Level 1.
Hell fucking yeah. Wait, let me test what I can do. Okay, I can only jump.
You can only jump. Is that like litter on? I think you're picking up like candy wrappers and Coke cans.
Ah, yeah, motherfucking.
But I think you need that rock to. Who are those guys chopping down the
fuck
trees?
Fuck my entire life. Fuck this. I'm out of
oh,
here.
God!
Fuck! Okay, I'm out.
Is this game like a really bad Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's exactly what it is, and that's also the first thing I thought of. Fuck you, and fuck you. Wow, buddy.
This game is...
I'm very good at this game.
A jet just crashed into you, and you're still alive.
I'm a possum.
You're an awesome possum.
I'm the best possum.
No, his name is literally Awesome Possum.
Oh, sorry.
What is this?
What the hell? I'm gonna just break this car.
Yeah.
It's a wall, buddy.
I think you need that thing to knock you somewhere. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
A bear trap? Oh, God!
Whoops, I ran into a table saw.
A table saw. Oh, boy! I hate this game. Oh, my tail. This isn't the type of game where you have to pick up every single piece of trash, is it?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. It looks like this was someone's sad dream of a game.
It's like, guys, I really want to make a game about a possum who happens to be awesome, and he saves the rainforest from dithering. Yeah.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog, but I'm bitter at the people who made Sonic the Hedgehog.
I wish I had thought of that idea. You know what's better than hedgehogs? Possums.
Possums. And you know what rhymes with possum? Awesome. And you know what wild animals probably hate? Wait, did you just ride around on that fucking bee?
I did, but then But then for some reason, any button you press makes you get off of the bee.
Maybe it's just something you have to go along with, like an acid trip. You just have to go.
Another jet just went after me.
Wow, this possum has a difficult life.
I know. He's got robots and jets. What do you say he's going to clean up this world?
I imagine when he says clean up this world, he's actually like a crazy, crazy vigilante where he just kills people constantly. Wow, that is extremely like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I know. Which city is the most populated? What is this? Tokyo, Japan.
Mexico City or Los Angeles.
Is it Mexico, I think?
I don't know. We don't.
Oh, we earned 10,000 points.
Wow.
Wait, is this an educational game?
Yeah. Don't litter.
Oh, no. Awesome Possum saves the environment in the rainforest.
Bonus level.
Ooh, bonus level, huh? So how is the bonus level more fun than a normal level? Because right now it feels about the same.
Yeah, it looks about the same.
This is a terrible bonus level.
There are bear traps everywhere for this possum.
I know. There should be possum traps.
Mm-hmm.
Not those mill saws. A chameleon's tongue is A, half the length of its body, B, slightly longer than its body, or C, three times the length of its body. Half?
I think so.
No.
I'm a fuck up. B is the answer, slightly longer than its body.
Oh. The other animals look so disappointed.
Yeah.
Wait, why am I level one again? Okay, at least it looks different. I'll be mad, it's like there's only one level. What if they made a remake to this? You don't even...
Wow!
You're like, I'm not even going to say anything about that.
What is he talking about? What is he saying?
Oh, boy! What did he say? Take that, you terrific robot.
He has weird choices. Do you think possums would eat hamburgers?
I would hope. Why do you ask?
Because I love hamburgers.
You're like, I hope possums do too. You're like, I think I could relate more to Awesome Possum
if he likes
hamburgers. That would make this game much better.
I always want to go to Walmart and buy those shirts that have hamburgers all over them. Or cheeseburgers, actually, all over them. I feel strongly about them.
You feel strongly about hamburgers? What's your favorite hamburger?
Oh, my favorite hamburger is a what? With all the toppings except onions?
No, like where?
Oh, like, I don't know where I'm going. I really like Famous Sandwiches off Cassett in Plymouth.
Really?
Yeah, have you been there?
Yes, but I didn't get the hamburger. I get the steak and sack.
I always get the hamburger. But I know, like, the people there are super nice.
Yeah, they are.
And I always get a cheeseburger combo with pickles. No onions, and I always tell everyone I'm allergic to onions, even though I'm not. Because I cannot deal with the taste of onions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fuck, I'm terrible. Terrible. Terrible at this game. Fuck. It's delicious, and afterwards I always feel like taking a nap.
Have you ever had a Five Guys hamburger?
I fucking love Five Guys.
I think that's my favorite. I also like, at Steak and Shake, the Wisconsin Buttery Burger.
Have you seen that picture of, I guess the story is that, I saw this on Reddit, to be fair. Some guy always went to Steak and Shake on Valentine's Day with his wife, like an old man.
Oh, yeah?
And then one year he starts going to Steak and Shake alone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah. Way to bring the party down.
Yep, I'm the best. I think that should be like my independent business, is I can kill any party.
Do you normally do that, or?
No, I try my best not to, but I find myself unable to help myself sometimes.
It just happens.
It just happens.
Ugh. We should kill this game. Scientists estimate that for each person, there may be as many as A,
200 million,
100 insects, B, 1,000 insects, or C, 200 million insects.
I would say 200 million because they fucking bother me all the time.
And you were right.
Hell fucking yeah.
10,000 points, and those animals look happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're judging him. Like, if he gets the answer wrong, they're going to eat him. Oh, now I'm in level 3. What happened to level 2? Level 1 was level 2 was literally called level 1, wasn't it?
Yes.
And now this is level 3? No, they misprinted. Okay.
But jumping into the table saw.
I'm not. There's like a conveyor belt. And then he's like, oh, my tail end. Stop polluting. He just said that to a robot.
Stop polluting.
Oh, you heard that, possum. We better stop polluting. This level's hard.
I had a birthday recently.
Oh, yeah?
In March.
How was that?
It was good. I went to Charleston.
Ooh. What'd you do there?
We stayed at a fancy-ass hotel. And it had a hot tub in it, so I'd get wine drunk and sit in the hot... In the hot tub, I just fell down a fucking waterfall.
Jeez.
I would sit in the hot tub and drink wine, and we went all over the damn place. It's such a beautiful city. I turned 22, awesome. And I feel proud.
Why do you feel proud?
Because I'm so old.
Did you go to Fort Sumter while you were there?
No, I didn't, but I've been there before. Oh. I used to live in South Carolina. I used to live in Sumter, South Carolina, and really? We took a big road trip one time. We went to Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and to Fort Sumter.
Oh, cool.
But when we went there for my birthday, it was just me being drunk everywhere.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Columbia, South Carolina?
Yeah. When I lived in Sumter, it was like an hour away from Columbia, and we would drive there.
There is a really good barbecue place. Maurice's.
Maurice's?
Yeah, Maurice's Barbecue. Have you ever been there?
No, but I really want barbecue now.
Yeah.
Life is hard.
Especially when you're a possum.
I know. Especially when you're an awesome possum. I just realized those drills are supposed to be destroying the forest.
Yeah. I need some health. Ah.
Oh, fuck.
This is our last life.
This game is really terrible. I'm sorry.
Look what you've done. That is... Ripple.
I know, every cemetery will be filled with trash.
and a rundown car. And that is depressing. This game is intense.
Oh, boy.
And bad. So, yeah.
Anyway, Awesome Possum, a ripoff of Sonic without all the perks.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, wait. In 10 years, mankind has automated the destruction of the environment. Actually, that's pretty realistic. I feel that,
governed by the twisted Dr. Machino. Wait, like Dr. Robotnik? The world has little hope of survival. One last force stands against the evil robots.
Possum.
Wait, so now it's Mega Man. That force is Awesome Possum.
Awesome Possum. But legitimately, though, I feel we need to stop cutting down trees and shit to build more houses when there are plenty of free houses.
Yeah.
Awesome Possum is a terrible game.
Very much so.
You're an awesome possum.
Did he say that, or did he say you're not so awesome?
I have no idea.
Either way.
Either fucking way.
This is just a... Ugh. I don't think it's actually the worst game I've played, but it's bad.
Yeah, it's... No, you know what? It's like I appreciate what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I feel like they're good people, and if I knew them in real life...
Ooh, there's another
we would get
level.
Along. But this game sucks. It's like when you love someone so much, and they paint a picture, and you know it fucking sucks, but you won't tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this game is like.
Well, Jen, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course. Sorry I'm so drunk.
That's okay. You'll have to come back sometime. And,
of course.
But, yeah. Blast processing.